This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. A federal jury in Boston has found five executives of the pharmaceutical company Insys Therapeutics guilty of racketeering conspiracy. Five were convicted of bribing doctors to prescribe an opioid pain-killing spray to patients who shouldn't have been getting it. It's a landmark case, the first criminal trial of pharmaceutical executives for tactics used to sell opioids. And now it will likely lead to prison time for those convicted. Aaron Leibowitz is a reporter with the legal news wire Law 360, and he's been covering the trial. He joins us from the federal courthouse in Boston. Aaron, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
No problem.
Aaron, first tell us about the scene in the courtroom. Were there any visible reactions from any of the defendants?
There were no immediate visible reactions, although afterward, outside the courtroom, a few of the defendants could be seen tearing up. Some of them were with family members. No visible reaction from John Kapoor, the once billionaire founder of Insys Therapeutics. But it really was a tense scene in the courtroom. It was standing room only, absolutely packed. This was a 10-week trial with multiple weeks of deliberations, and so a highly anticipated decision.
Remind us of the crux of this case. What's this medication involved? What did Insys executives do in terms of bribing doctors to prescribe it?
Insys Therapeutics made a drug called Subsys, which was a fentanyl-based opioid spray that was administered under the tongue. And it was FDA approved for cancer patients experiencing really terrible pain as they were going through cancer treatment. Insys basically set up a scheme to bribe doctors to prescribe this drug, Subsys, to patients who didn't necessarily need it. And the way that they did it was through a speaker program where they would have doctors speak to other doctors, essentially, about the benefits of this drug, Subsys. Now, what the prosecutors said was that this program was a total sham. It was essentially a quid pro quo where they identified doctors who were willing to write prescriptions for more and more of this drug for more and more patients.
And again, we should point out, you know, we're talking about a company that, in this case, was pushing to have this drug prescribed to patients who did not have cancer and then falsified records to make it appear that these patients did have cancer.
That's right. So part of this scheme, there was the bribery aspect, which involved the speaker programs. There was also the insurance aspect, where the company set up its own insurance wing to essentially call up these insurers on the phone and lie to them straight out and say, this patient has a history of cancer pain, or they had what was referred to at trial as the spiel that they prepared to deliver to these insurance companies. They would say, this patient has trouble swallowing, which they found to be a successful method of getting coverage for this drug, Subsys.
Aaron, this case has been referred to as a game changer. Tell us more about exactly why that is and what impact it might have on the pharmaceutical industry, on legal action against other opioid companies.
Kapoor, in particular, is by far the highest-ranking, most powerful pharma exec to now be convicted in connection with selling opioids. And that's significant when we consider the way that the government is attacking the opioid crisis kind of on all fronts now. Recently, we saw the arrest of a CEO of the Rochester Drug Cooperative. That was the first opioid distributor to have an executive be charged. We saw here in Massachusetts, the U.S. attorney sent warning letters to doctors who are high prescribers of opioids. And so I think you see really an aggressive approach by prosecutors right now to take down some of the big, you know, what they consider pushers of really dangerous drugs. And I think the fact that they were able to win a conviction in this case, and not only a conviction, but on a serious charge of racketeering conspiracy, suggests that there could be more of these types of cases being tried.
Now, the defendants in this case are the company's founder, the former vice president, national sales director, two regional sales directors. They all face potentially long prison sentences. Is there any idea of what's expected here in terms of sentencing?
It's a bit hard to predict at this point, but I think it's safe to say that all of these defendants are facing multiple years potentially in prison. Not only were all five defendants found guilty of racketeering conspiracy, but there were various predicate acts within that charge, and the jury found them guilty almost across the board.
That's Aaron Leibowitz, reporter with Law 360. Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.